How's it going, everybody? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to your daily Nerd Devo. So tonight, as I'm recording this, we were hanging out earlier in the Nerd of God Squad men's small group over on Discord, the Fight Club. Link at nerdofgodcast.com if you want to come hang out with us. And we were talking about some things that we could potentially do in the future on top of our normal devotion night, our Bible reading small group night. And one of the things that came up was game night. And we proceeded to take about 10 minutes, I think, and scroll through our Steam libraries and Switch libraries and the like and compare options. And what it boiled down to was I don't think that more than three of us had any of the same games necessarily downloaded or installed. One guy didn't have access to Steam yet. A couple of us had one or two games in common, or a couple of people would have each game in common. Ultimately, what I think we're probably going to do is some kind of like Jackbox party night or something, or maybe I try and convince everyone to, I don't know, play Magic with me on Arena. We'll see. We'll figure something out. But I thought it was interesting how distinctly similar yet very different everyone's collections were. In Galatians chapter 3, in verse 28, it says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ." As Christians, we all have things that make us similar. Our love of God, our belief in Jesus as our Savior. But as people, whether it's someone two rows over from you in your sanctuary, or two churches down the street, or in a completely different denomination across town, or on the other side of the world, there are all things that make us unique. And part of what I think is important is for us to understand those things that make us different, because they're not bad necessarily. I mean, some of them may not be good, but a lot of them aren't bad. They're just differences. They're different things that we each care about. And understanding that those things don't, in some ways, have to separate us, and in some ways shouldn't separate us, I think is a big step for us as Christians. Like it says at the end of the verse, "For you are all one in Jesus Christ." And it says Jew or Greek. For us, it is a much deeper, more complex series of different options, maybe than it was for them in the, you know, days of Paul's letters and the early church. But they were dealing with the same things. Different people who all believed in God and wanted to worship him together. What I'm saying is, and this applies to the small group as well, we're different people, but we're all trying to find common ground because we love God. We believe in Jesus. We want to see what he has for our lives. And at least in the small group, and probably here, you like the Nerd of Godcast, maybe love the Nerd of Godcast. Try and let some of those things be set aside. Not all of them. There are probably differences between you and some kinds of Christians that should not be set aside. I absolutely understand that. But maybe there are some places we can try and find more common ground and figure out where our game libraries match up, so to speak, so that we are spending time together and growing and learning and sharing and helping to raise up a community to do the things God has left for us to do until he comes back. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast and come hang out with us on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad. And head over to nerdofgodcast.com for information about how to sign up for the men's small group, the Fight Club, or the ladies' small group, Vault 31. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, if you have suggestions for what we should be doing outside of our devotional, let me know. We're open to some new options and ways to hang out together through the internet. We'll see y'all soon.